Three for the Money is brought to you by the TrendCenter app. This is the best tool for sports betting research. The TrendCenter app, you can test betting systems from the past 20 years, explore thousands of existing trends and systems from top betting experts, choose from hundreds of filters to test different systems for each sport. Save these trends and get notified when their systems have games. Download the app and use our code TFTM for 15% off a premium membership after a 2-day free trial. Okay, okay, okay. We're here, we're back. It's Three for the Money. New episodes every Thursday per use. And we're brought to you by the TrendCenter app, the greatest tool for sports bettors on the planet. Use math, science, history in order to trend upwards with your sports betting. Check out the TrendCenter app today. Link in the bio. Yeah, let's move on. Okay, so I, for one, am very glad that week six is over. I did awful. I went 3-6. I did hit my surefire though, so that helped, but not enough. So, I'm ready to move on. I don't want to talk about it. Well, we can talk about it a little bit, but I'm gonna throw it to someone else, so we can get this over with. Sean, how did you do?
Very, very well. I went. I lost more bets on Monday night than I did the entirety of Sunday. I went 13-3 throughout NFL week six. Yeah. I lost one bet on Sunday. And I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I always parlay my picks with like a dollar. And I would have won like so much money if I had just gotten that one. And it was that stupid Chargers under that of course went over. So, but it's okay. I still went 13-3.
Yeah, I'm not going to feel sorry for you.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, you shouldn't.
Yeah. All right, Chris.
But I would very much like to stay in week six. If I could live there forever, that'd be great.
Just do it again.
I'm going to try.
Yeah, I feel like I shouldn't have gone after Sean. I went 5-4. Yeah, fine. Hit my surefire again. It's fourth week in a row. Hit a nice little Josh Allen first touchdown bet on Monday Night Football. So that was nice. But yeah, I mean, I will not apologize for winning, especially hitting another surefire. And yeah, let's dive into week seven, boys.
Yeah, did y'all parlay our surefires?
I forgot this week.
Dude, I do it every week. It's hit twice in the last 2 weeks.
I know. I went to the Tennessee Florida game, and I was moving a little slow the morning after.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I raced to get all mine in before the London game this time, because last week I forgot to get the Vikings bet in before the London game. So when I just got all those in, I was like, okay, I'm good. And I went back to sleep for a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. Let's move on. I'm ready to put this in the past, put this behind me. All right. Diving into week one, because we have a standalone game. We're back in London.
Week seven.
Week seven. Sorry. Jesus Christ, Will. Week seven. Starting in London, Pats at the Jaguars, but it's in London, and the Jags are favored by 5.5. And I'm just going to say that I don't think the Jags should be favored by 5.5 against anyone, and I'm just going to bet the under. I'm going to bet under 42.5. I'm keeping it simple. I was going to bet the under if I didn't bet the Jags last week, but that wouldn't have hit either. So there's nothing I could have done about last week. There's nothing I could have done. It was going to happen either way.
Could have bet the Bears, but yeah.
Yeah, well. Anyway, I'm betting the under 42 and a half. Sean, what do you think? I think you're muted.
Uh-oh.
My bad. I had to let Bandit in the room because he was crying outside my door. Yeah, dude, this game stinks. I mean, this game feels like the Boston Tea Party wasn't enough. Like, we have to punish the British just a little bit more. 2-1-5 teams in, like, this feels like punishment. I mean.
Yes.
I mean, the Jags, they may have some advantage staying in London for the week, but this game is going to be gross. And to be honest, I don't really either trust any of these teams to cover any game. But the Pats did show signs of life last week with versus the Texans, scoring 21 points in the Drake May return. Sicko game, so let's get nasty. Pats plus 5.5. Pats are also 7-1 against the Jags in their last 8 meetings. So,
did not know that.
Yeah. Chris, what you got?
I agree with you, Sean. Yeah, it's Patriots plus 5.5. The Jags, they have an advantage because they've been in London all week. But they're also just a very bad football team. So I don't know how much of a leg up they'll have. And Will, I completely agree with what you said at the beginning of your point. I have written down the Jags should not be 5.5 favorites against air. So, yeah, Drake May showed signs of being like a good quarterback. So, yeah, Patriots plus 5.5. Yeah, the Jags. This made me a little nervous because this line, why are the Jags minus 5.5? And then I was like, oh, should I bet the Jags? And then I remembered, I bet them minus 3.5 against the Colts. And they won, but they didn't cover. So I'm kind of banking on that again. Like, they may very well win this football game, but they ain't win it by 6 points. No, thank you. So, yeah, it's Patriots plus 5.5.
Okay. Moving on, next game, Texans at the Packers. Packers are home favorites by 2.5. Favored by 2.5 here. Packers, who did they beat last week?
Cardinals.
Cardinals beat the shit out of the Cardinals. Texans lost to the Bills. What do we think, Chris?
Texans beat the Patriots last week.
That's what I said.
You're right. Yeah, I don't
that's
know
exactly what I was.
What
I, yeah, yeah.
I don't know what I was hearing. You're right.
What do you think about this game, Chris?
I'm taking the Packers minus 2.5. They might be approaching wagon status. Like, they're getting there. Like, they're kind of when Jordan Love is healthy, they're kind of shit pumping. I don't know what I was thinking. But when he's healthy, they're kind of shit pumping teams. So I don't think they're going to shit pump the Texans. I think they're going to beat them by a field goal. The Texans are banged up. Laremy Tunsil, Azeez Al-Shaair, Titans legend, and Henry To'o, known traitor, are all questionable. So, and Tunsil, I think he might be like, I don't know if he's confirmed out, but he hurt his ankle last week and it didn't really look great. So give me the Packers, minus 2.5. I have a trend center trend for this one. Since 2023, so last year, when a favorite who is favored in their last game, which the Packers were, are favored by less than three points, and the total is more than 44. That team is 34-13-1 against the spread. So Packers minus 2.5 is what that means.
That's since last year?
Yeah.
And it already has numbers like that?
Yeah, I was surprised. But
that's crazy.
I'm just going by what it said.
Yeah, I mean, we often just take trends by blind faith. So
I mean, that has to happen a lot. It's like a team who is favored in their last game favored again by mm-hmm. by less than three. Like that's probably yeah. happened a lot.
Yeah, that's so, true.
Yeah.
That number is surprising. I mean, that's over 80.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, Packers minus 2.5.
Hell yeah. Okay.
Sean, what are you taking?
Yeah, so I did some digging on some numbers, and the Texans red zone defense has been about as effective as using a spaghetti strainer to carry water. They allow 70% of touchdowns
Jeez.
In the red zone. Yeah, to make things worse, they're hitting the road without Nico Collins, arguably their best offensive weapon. Like you said, Chris, Packers approaching wagon status. They're firing on all cylinders, leading the league in explosive plays and takeaways. It's hard not to back the pack in Lambeau. Packers minus 2.5.
I also agree. You boys really took the words out of my mouth here. I will, just to go on Chris's point, when the Packers are healthy, they shit pump teams. And I mean, clearly with Jordan Love, like, you know, did he barely cover against the Rams? Or did he not cover against the Rams?
They covered. I mean, it was a little bit of a sweat, but they covered by a few points.
But like, I mean, still, that game was low-key a rock fight, even though it ended like 24-19, something
like
that.
If he didn't have that dumbass pick six, they would have won that game easily.
Yeah. So I also like the Packers minus 2.5 here. They're at home. They're hot. They're 4-1, 4-2, something like that.
4-2, I believe.
Yeah, they're 4-2 because
did they lose one? Hold on. Did they lose a game with Malik Willis?
Okay. No.
No, they
Malik's 2-0. Yeah.
They lost the Eagles.
No, they're 4-2. They're 4-2.
Yeah, but they're also
Jordan Love lost 2-1-2. Malik 1-2.
Yeah, they're also the.
Oh yeah, they lost week one. Sorry, go ahead.
They're fourth in the division. A 4-2 team is fourth in the division.
That whole division's a wagon.
Yeah. So, I'm taking the Packers. I gotta write out my future here. Put half a unit on the Packers to win the division. So, we're rolling with the Packers. Okay, next game, an NFC North matchup. Two wagons going head to head. Excuse me. Lions at the Vikings. Vikings favored by 2. I have my brain in a pretzel thinking about this game. I honestly don't know who to choose. The Vikings have just been so good to me this year. But also the Lions. The Lions have been great to me this year. And so I am going to listen to what y'all say. Because apparently I can't pick a fucking game to save my life. So, Sean, what do you think?
Well, I thought about this a lot. And I did a lot of research on this. And the Vikings, they are a wagon. But they might hit a pothole here and the wheels might fall off. As mentioned before on this show, Jared Goff and the Lions have been printing money indoors, going 27-9 against the spread in their last 36 indoor games. Top-tier offensive line, keeping the heat off of Goff. They're just well-positioned to handle Minnesota's blitz. Ben Johnson's offense has been on fire. They're averaging 44.5 points in their last two games. The Vikings are coming off a bye week, but the Lions, they got their rest too, being able to rest their starters after the blowout win over the Cowboys. It's Lions money line all day for me. Chris, I feel like you're not going to agree with me, but go ahead.
I don't agree with you, but I don't disagree with you. I more agree with Will that I, how can you bet against either of these teams? Both teams have just been so incredibly good to us. So I'm not betting against the other team. I am taking over 50 or over 50
that's probably,
and a half.
That's probably a smart, fun thing to do.
It's sort of similar to the Mariners-Ravens game last week. I want this game to rock. And so I'm taking over 50. I mean, both offenses are playing lights out right now. Lions are going to be missing their best defensive player until they make the Super Bowl because Aiden Hutchinson. Did y'all see that?
Yes. Yeah. Get well soon, bro. That looked bad.
That was one of the just most like stomach turning injuries I've seen in a while. But anyway, yeah, over. I just want this game. I want both teams to have fun, and they both will have fun. Over 50.
All right. I just took the over as well.
Let's go.
Because you made a great point. So Lions money line and over for me. So
I like it.
I will also take the over. I'm gonna write that down. You know what? I haven't had a game this year where like, you know, fuck it. I'm taking the over. Suck my dick, I'm taking the over. How can you bet on either of these teams? I don't know. Both of them are approaching wagon status. I think
Vikings are. We've already given the Vikings the wagon,
right?
Title. The Lions are right there. So
it's like the Vikings. They're playing at such a high level with fairly average players. I feel like Sam Darnold.
Yeah,
I mean, he's had a really good year, but like, come on.
Justin Jefferson is the best receiver in the league, though.
That is true.
But, yeah, I mean, yeah, Sam Darnold is, I mean, his career shows you is mediocre at best.
Yeah.
And he's a potential, like, dark horse MVP candidate right now.
Yeah. And for the Lions, it's like they have dudes everywhere, and they're all playing great.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of like, fuck. Which one's hotter? I don't know. I'm taking the over. Over 50, whatever. I don't know. Moving on. Chiefs.
I got it at 51.
Okay. I have it written down. Okay. Chiefs at 49ers, the next game. 49ers are favored by 1.5. Man. I'm going to throw it to Chris.
All right. I hate this pick. This might be my least favorite pick that I've ever given in the history of this show. We all know the stats. Andy Reid off a bye, 21-4 straight up. Mahomes as a dog or as a favorite, less than 3.5, 25-8-1 against the spread. We know the refs love them some Chiefs. And I don't want to be sitting there at the end of the game when some fuck shit happens holding the 49ers ticket. I hate this, but I'm taking Chiefs money line. I hate it. I will probably actively rooting against this bet. But I just want when the game is over and like there's a bullshit pass interference or roughing the passer or some nonsense at the end of the game, I'll just be there and be like, hey, I mean – At least I won money off of it. So yeah, it's Chiefs money line. It's just as square as it gets, but it's Chiefs money line. Will, what are you taking?
I have that same thing circled. I'm probably just going to take the plus 1.5, but also, I'll just take money line. Whatever, who cares?
Yeah, that's the spirit.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Are the Cowboys on a bye?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. So this will be the game of the week then.
It is.
Yeah.
I didn't even look that up. There's such a rare opportunity to take the Chiefs as underdogs. And so the Chiefs, they're battered, they're torn, they're also undefeated.
Yes.
They just fucking win.
Win games.
So I'll take that. But But John, what do you got?
Well, I just locked in Chiefs money line. It's not my pick, but I'm going to take it because you guys are right. I mean, whether it's the refs or the Chiefs, they find way to win. They find ways to win these games, and you just can't bet against it. But I do want to mention that I think this line is kind of all kinds of messed up. When this opened, the Chiefs were a point favorite. Now they're a point and a half dog. Chiefs are historically great against the 49ers. They covered 4 in a row, 7 of their last 8 meetings. But I'm really, my pick here is I'm going to lean on the under. Both teams have a injury report longer than a CVS receipt. As well as the 49ers have had 10 days to rest, and the Chiefs are coming off their bye, which brings me to a trend that I found on Trend Center called extended rest unders, where the opponent and the team is on a 8 or more days of rest. The under is 30-9. So lock in the under in the Super Bowl rematch for me.
What's the number?
Oh, my bad.
Oh, you're good.
Under 47.5. Excuse me.
I'll take it because that is one of my favorite trends. Yeah, I'm going to take that too.
Sick. Well, thinking about it.
Well, I'm more thinking about what's the next metaphor you're going to give on this episode. John coming in hot with the comparisons.
That's CVS what I do. Receipt, I mean,
carrying water through a pasta strainer. Jeez.
Wagon might hit a pothole.
Wagon might hit a pot. Oh, here we are. That's what I'm thinking about. Yeah, you know what? I'll take the under too. Whatever. Who cares?
Believe in something, man.
It's hard for me to believe in anything right now, Chris. How can I believe in myself?
Okay, let's relax. But I do want to ask you. I do want to ask you a question, Will. Since we have just discussed the game of the week and we're heading into the primetime games, are primetime unders dead to you?
No.
No?
No.
They haven't hit in forever.
Really?
Sunday night game went under.
The Monday night game went over. The Thursday night game went over. The last two Monday night games the week before went over. I think that Sunday night game went over. I think primetime unders are dead. Just being real, but
not to me.
All right.
Well, let's get into the primetime picks then.
All right, sir. Okay, next game, Sunday night football, Jets at the Steelers. You know what? Fuck you, Sean. I'm taking the under. Under 38, this game is going to stink.
This game might stink.
Yeah. This game, under 38, that's tough. Five touchdowns and a field goal? That's tough. That's a tall task for these teams. However, the Jets did acquire Devontae Adams. We will see what really that does. But also, I mean, it's the Steelers' defense. I don't know who's going to win this game, but they're going to keep it under 38. And that's really all I got to say about that. Sean? What do you have in this game?
I feel like you got to take the over just out of spite.
No, I'm not going to do that. I hate
the Jets Steelers.
I hate this game. This game stinks. I mean, Justin Fields is 4-2, and now they're going to be like, okay, you can go sit down. We got Russ. Adams is most likely going to play. Will these guys make a difference in their team? Maybe. Who knows? Probably not for the Jets, but I don't know, man. I just got to fade the Jets here. They're just not clicking right now. They have no idea who they are. They put up over 400 yards of offense on the Bills on Monday night, but only converted four of their 12 third downs, which is atrocious. That's just good old third down Todd Downing right there, back to his old
That's
tricks.
very true.
They also missed two field goals. Hit the upright twice.
Yeah, man, I think it's just a pure fade the Jets pick for me. I'm going Steelers money line. Chris,
Yeah,
what you got?
I 100% agree. The Jets suck. Like, let's
They
just call it like it is.
fucking
Like,
suck.
woohoo! They got Devontae Adams. That's gonna fix their piss poor rush defense. That's gonna fix Greg Zuerlein, who has missed four field goals through 7 weeks, 6 weeks. That's gonna fix that. They're the second most penalized team in the NFL. Yeah, it's gonna cure everything. No, this was a panic trade. The only reason they got him is because he's Aaron Rodgers' butt buddy. I have no confidence in the Jets whatsoever, especially with two dipshits, Nathaniel Hackett and Todd Downing, running that offense. It's Steelers money line. I hate the Jets. Like, I hate them. Really for no real reason. But I hate them. They're everywhere now. And they suck. So yeah, I doubt it's not so much just a spite of the Jets. I do think the Steelers are a better team. I think they're kind of rear-ending Justin Fields a little bit, but Russ was good last year. He wasn't anything special, but he was good. He was serviceable. I think they're just going to run the ball all over this defense. That's exactly what the Bills' backup running backs did. So if Najee Harris can get going, it might be a long night for the Jets. So yeah, Steelers money line.
It's
Hell
a
yeah.
real meeting of the minds when it's Todd Downing and Nathaniel Hackett.
Like, it's got to be the two stupidest motherfuckers in the NFL to run an offense.
Yep. All right. Well, we're moving on to Monday Night Football. This matchup could rock. This has the potential to be a good game. It's Ravens at the Bucks. The Bucks are home dogs by 3.5 points. Both of these teams are pretty good. Like, there were questions after the Ravens lost their first two games. They've rattled off four wins. And the Bucks, I mean, they beat the Lions. They're a good team. They've had a stinker or two here and there, but these are both two very good teams. Chris, what do you think about this game?
I am taking the home dog. Bucks +3.5. Tampa Bay had a lot of injuries, primarily on defense, to start the season. They're getting healthier. They other than a god-awful second quarter last week, the Saints didn't score. Like, the Saints scored all their points in the second quarter. So other than that one quarter, they held the Saints off the board. Baker, like, is cooking. That whole offense, probably the most underrated offense in the league. Did you know Baker Mayfield leads the league in passing touchdowns?
No,
By like
I did know that.
by
I
like
found
a
that out
lot.
today.
By like a lot. So yeah, I'm back in the Bake Show. Lamar as a favorite, not great against the spread. He is 19-21 against the spread as a favorite, 8-18 as a favorite of 3 or more points. Yikes. So yeah, give me the Bucks +3.5. I also think everyone and their mother is going to be on the Ravens because nobody really knows about the Bucks, and the Ravens have just been beating the hell out of teams, mainly on national television. So yeah, it's Buccaneers +3.5. Will, what are you taking?
It is the Bucks that I am taking. I'm taking the home dog. The under scares me in this game, so I'm not taking it. The only thing that does scare me is the fact that Lamar is like undefeated against the NFC or something.
Oh, damn it, I forgot about that. But they can still win by two.
Yeah, it could be a close game. That's one thing that scares me. Are you going to change your pick there, Chris?
No, I just had totally forgotten about that. But somehow, because like everyone has been talking about it, because they just beat, who did they beat? Oh, yeah, the Commanders. But no, I'm sticking with the Bake Show.
Yeah, I'm also on the
bus. He's 17-0 against the spread, against the NFC.
No, sticking with it.
Okay. All right. That's crazy.
About to be 17-1.
He's got to lose eventually. Like, yeah. He's got to not cover at least eventually.
Yeah, that's the thing about trends, is that they don't last forever.
Yeah,
honestly, you get it while they're hot.
If you had told me he was like 17-5 or something, that would make me more scared. But like 17, like it has to end at some point.
I see the logic there.
Yeah.
Sean, what's your pick?
I will spite you on this one. My name is Sean, and I am addicted to Ravens overs. The Ravens are just strutting around like NFL royalty. Four straight wins and scoring over 30 points a game. I mean, it's starting to look like the Lamar Henry connection is in fact a cheat code. Their offense is second in EPA, while their defense is having almost an identity crisis at 25th, flipping between elite and are you awake? the Buccaneers, they're scoring like they're at an all-you-can-eat buffet. They've piled up 110 points in the last 3 weeks, but their defense is flimsier than a wet paper towel. So giving up 25 points regularly, man, this Monday Night Football game is going to rock. They might just – I mean, the scoreboard might break. So give me over 50.5. All day.
Okay.
Don't hate that.
I don't hate that either. I might end up taking it depending on how Sunday goes.
But that goes against your morals, Will.
Yeah, well, I said that, you know, I'm not taking the under in this game because I'm scared of the over.
Makes sense.
But it's like, why should I be scared of the over? If it's going to hit.
It just feels like primetime unders are your bread and butter.
Yeah, because most of the time it's, I don't know, it's kind of sloppy. But Monday Night Football is a little bit different than I mean, I feel like I'll always bet a Thursday under. Because those games always stink. And like Sunday Night Football, I feel like most of the Sunday Night Football games have gone under. If not, like, at least half. Monday night, I don't think is done too well for me. But main slate is over. Now we're moving on to our surefire picks of the week. I believe we're on a 2-week streak of all of us hitting our surefire picks. Not a big deal.
It's actually not a big deal, Will.
It's just what
it is for me.
It's just what it is.
I'm so terrible at this. Anyway, I guess I'll start off. Get the stinkers out of the way. This one is not a stinker. We've already talked about it. It's the Packers -2.5. I love this game. I am low key high on the Packers for the rest of the season. I mean, I guess I'm low key high on a lot of the three of the NFC North teams. I am not high on the Bears at all. The Bears haven't beaten anyone of noteworthy. But I'm on the Packers. I think that the Texans are a pretty mid team. They're going to end up winning our division, but they're a pretty mid team. Like, they lost to the Bills, like, magically, where the Texans just have so much more talent. I don't know. And now that talent is gone with Nico Collins out and they're banged up and I'm taking the Packers. I love this pick. And now, Chris, what is your pick? What is your surefire double unit play?
Surefire double unit guaranteed not to lose. Let's try to hit five of these things in a row. It is the Manders, Panthers, over 51 and a half. The Manders offense is amazing. Jane Daniels is incredible. Their defense, on the other hand, is just garbage. I mean, it's so bad. The Panthers, I mean, their offense is, with Dalton, is competent. But their defense is also terrible. The Commanders have gone over this number in five of their six games this season. And the Panthers, since switching to Dalton, have gone over this number in three of their four. So, yes, it is Manders, Panthers, over 51 and a half. Sean, what are you taking?
Well, it's the game we literally just talked about, Ravens, Bucks, over 50 and a half. Like I said, I should be in AA for how addicted I am to betting Ravens overs. They are automatic. And if you haven't caught on yet, what are you doing? I mean, this won't last forever, but get it while it's hot. And this is the game where you really want to, you know, put two, three units on, I think. Because, I mean, like I said, the Bucs defense is awful, but also their offense is firing on all cylinders. Ravens are scoring over 30 points a game. And, you know, their defense will let in a couple touchdowns. They'll take their foot off the gas at the end of the game when they're up, and they'll let you score just to get the ball back. So, I mean, this might be – I talked to Will about this. You know, you have those one game a week. There's, like, always one game a week where it's just no sweat. Like, you don't even have to check it.
Mm-hmm.
This will be that game.
All right. I like it. No, it's,
yeah. I love it's, it. I mean, this will just be like, you don't even have to worry about it. You can go to bed and just be like, this, it's like Justin Tucker, like a couple years ago. And it's like, oh, he lines up at the 50 for a 61 yard kick. And it's like, all right, I'm gonna get a beer. Like, it's like, oh, you don't want to see this? It's like, no, he's got this.
It's in.
It's automatic. It's automatic. So give me 50, over 50 and a half all day. I love this. I love this pick. This might be a triple unit for me.
Ooh.
It might be.
All right. Triple unit play on the horizon. Okay, moving on. Extra plays for the week. Extra plays. Sean, what are your extra plays? I know you just got done talking.
That's fine.
But I panicked.
Yeah, I got the Falcons -3. Falcons are on a roll. Seahawks can't cover a spread to save their lives.
You almost said Seahawks.
Seahawks.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
We've had our fun.
It's also worthy to note that Falcons are 13-6 against the spread in their last 19 games versus the NFC West. So Falcons -3. I've got the Panthers Manders over 52. The Panthers defense has been as generous as a kid on Halloween, giving up 30 points, 30 plus points even, in each of their last three games. Now, they're up against one of the hottest teams in the league. Stopping the run, that's not in their playbook, especially with Washington's power run game led by Jaden Daniels. He'll just steamroll through them. Over 52 and a half all day. Also, Andy Dalton, God bless his heart, dude. But he should be able to muster up at least 17 points against the Commanders' defense. So, yep. I'm also liking the Chargers -2.5 to cover against the Cardinals. The Cardinals were hit hard by injuries against the Packers. Marvin Harrison Jr. is out. Several defensive players are uncertain for this week. Arizona struggles to stop the run. I think they rank 26th in run defense in the league. And that's just kind of what the Chargers do now. So give me the Chargers minus two. And you guys are going to think I'm crazy. I'm taking the Titans plus nine. I saved this one for last. Chris, I see you shaking your head. This is just one I have a feeling about. This is just one of those Titans games we get a year where you open up the playbook and they surprise us all. Titans defense is still strong despite their shortcomings. Bills have struggled the last 2 weeks. I really don't have any stats or numbers to really back this up for you, but this is just like one of those gut feelings that I had. I went 13-3 last week.
So suck it.
So suck
better
it.
Than you. The Titans plus the Titans spread is it's like one of the top trends for Sunday.
Yeah.
They are the biggest dog of the week, and I believe the biggest dog of the week all but 1 week has covered, if not one outright.
Yeah, I don't think I've – I also don't think I've taken a Titans spread outside of the Dolphins game.
I bet on week one.
I did week one and maybe week two, but yeah, I also
week
took
one. Maybe. Yeah, I did bet on week one. Yeah, I mean – I'm just trusting my gut here. Like, this one was just calling to me. Like, there was a spotlight on the number.
Oh.
Yep. Angels were singing to me. It's like a sign from God. Titans plus nine. Will, what you got? What else you got?
Well, Sean, since you're so gung-ho about this Ravens Bucks over, I will also add the Ravens Bucks over. I will double dip on that game just for you, buddy.
I appreciate it.
Also, I need some money, so
that would well, be this will really be the game great. To get you money.
That would be really fucking dope. And I also had the Panthers Commanders over written down before we recorded, so I'm glad we're all on the same page there. I think is Commanders any game that they're in auto over bet?
I mean, other than the that Giants game, they've gone over this number every week.
They're like the Ravens, like they have the same over under record as the Ravens.
Okay, I might be an auto bet. I do have the Cardinals Chargers under 43.5.
Ugh.
Yeah,
that's so low.
It's not the lowest. It's not the lowest.
It's not, yeah.
The Sunday Night Football is, I believe, the lowest at 38.
That's right.
Wait, did you say 34? What did you say? You said 34, 43, right?
43.
Oh, 43. Okay. God, I'm
you
like
say
hearing.
It's not that low.
I'm like hearing dyslexic or something. The numbers just switch around on me.
I am skeptical of this pick, but I am taking it because it's the Chargers and their defense is decent, but also the Cardinals just suck. They're not going to be able to put up any points, but I'm not sure they're going to be able to stop them. But I'm taking the under anyway. This is a feel out pick. But also I think I could win money. So under 43. Those are my three extra plays. Chris, what are yours?
All right. These are all pretty smelly, I'm not going to lie. We're going to start out with the Giants, plus 3.5 against the Eagles. Philly's falling apart, man. They're falling apart. They couldn't do anything against the Browns. Sirianni's yelling at fans and then bringing his kids as like a human shield to press conferences. Jordan Mailata, Dallas Goedert, and Darius Slay, as of now, are all questionable for this game. I think Neighbors is coming back. That would be huge. I know he sucked on Sunday Night Football. Daniel Jones has not been that bad this season. He's been accurate, I'll say that. But, yeah, I think Giants, they might mess around and win this game. I don't know. It's just because Philly's falling apart, and Sirianni's on his way out the door. So yeah, John.
Where is it?
It's in MetLife.
The home divisional dog.
Honestly, I was hoping it would be in Philly because Daniel Jones fucking sucks at home.
The Saquon return.
This is more fade the Eagles. They're winning, but they don't look good.
You can't cover the Browns.
And they didn't cover that game. They didn't allow an offensive touchdown. Like, I know it was kind of a big number, but still. Anyway, next stinky one. Dolphins +3.5 against the Colts. Coming off a bye, Tyler Huntley, former Pro Bowler, lest we forget, getting more familiar with the playbook. Maybe Mike McDaniel kind of schemed some stuff up for him. The Colts' run defense is abysmal. We saw that firsthand last week. Tony Pollard scored on a 3rd and 19. So I think Raheem Mostert and Jalen Wright might cook in this one. So Dolphins +3.5. Might sprinkle money line on that one. I sneaky love that pick. And then Rams, team total over 24.5 against the Raiders. The Raiders are just terrible. I mean, they're awful. Their defense is, I mean, they've given up at least 25 points, I believe, in four of their six. And Aiden O'Connell is getting the start, and he is awful. So lots of turnovers, lots of short fields. Let's score 25 points. And yeah, that is the card.
Okay. There we go. Those are the cards. Those are the picks. Those are the plays.
I will have a pick for that other Monday night game, the Chargers Cardinals. I don't know what to do with it right now.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot that was the other Monday night game.
Yeah. We get double dose of Harbaugh.
Double arbitration.
Ew.
Okay.
I think during our surefire explanations, when Sean was like, I should be an AA. I think I might isolate that little audio clip there and make it as like a ringtone for when he texts me.
Jesus Christ.
I should be an AA. You want to go to tailgate? Yeah. Yeah, you bet.
I don't even have anything to say to that. I'm like steaming right now.
Damn.
That was pretty rude.
That was just
I thought
so
it was
uncalled for.
That was a funny observation.
Just so
just joking around.
Yes. I'm just joking.
Sure.
Fucking what else happened this week? A new Will Levis meme dropped.
Yeah,
oh, the sun rose
today.
I don't know. At least that one, he was like being happy. Everything else is just devastated. So I was willing to live with that one.
Well, he caused massive devastation to that ball boy.
That was.
Ball
boy, you got to keep your head on a swivel, man. It wasn't like he was facing the opposite direction. He was looking right at it.
Okay,
like,
I want to
get out of the way, bend your knees, jump, do something.
I want to recall that play because, like, what happened was, you know, he went bull crashing into this guy's just kneecaps, right? Like, got up, looked behind him, and then went.
It was a first down.
I was like, dude.
It also wasn't his fault. He got pushed into that.
I know it wasn't his fault. It was like just the fact that he was just like, like it was so funny to me.
It was similar. Was it 2 years ago? Maybe it was last year when Alvin Kamara did the same thing to like a chain gang guy.
Yeah, and the guy was screaming. Yeah,
that guy, his leg was visibly like in the other direction, and he just looked at us like rough. Anyway. Let's go play some ball.
That guy was like,
yeah, that was. But no, that's. I still think if you're on the sideline, like you gotta be aware of this stuff, man.
I think I think if I recall correctly, he was not looking at the field.
Well, then,
like, he was like head swiveled, like somewhere else. He was like off on Saturn or something.
It was very funny. Like,
I
feel
mean,
bad for that
like,
guy, but it was very funny.
I was like, I kind of loved it because I was like, I kind of like that attitude. Just like, oh well, back to the game. Like, you can't have that like in your head for the rest of the game, you know? He was just like, oh well, first down.
Down. That was very funny.
I do have a question since you mentioned Sirianni, Chris.
Yeah.
Who do you think gets fired first, Sirianni or Antonio Pierce?
Sirianni, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Well, with Pierce, they're kind of rebuilding. And I think they hired him knowing they were going to suck this year. Sirianni. But this team is too talented to be just as mid as they are.
Yeah. I just feel like, I mean, I don't feel like the Raiders can move forward enough with Antonio Pierce.
I mean, that team is just so bad. If they actually had a competent quarterback, maybe things would be different. But, I mean, when Minshew and Aiden O'Connell are leading your offenses – especially now you don't have Devontae Adams, who also, by the way, should be getting some shit. He just straight up quit on that team.
Yeah.
Like, he faked an injury so they could trade him, and which maybe it was a reel to begin with, but he definitely sat out longer than he needed to. And now he's going to go to the Jets, and they're going to be incredibly average.
His hamstring healed in, like, 4 days.
Yeah, got that. Ayahuasca that Aaron Rodgers button. No. When he popped up an Aaron Rodgers Pat McAfee thing, I don't know why that pissed
you
me.
Didn't like that?
No,
I kind of like.
I was like, that's cool. I don't know if I'm just getting like old and cynical. I fucking hate Aaron Rodgers.
Well, yeah, but like
he is such a like a whiny bitch, and he blames everyone else when he is not playing well. He's like, yeah, but I'm fucking awesome, so it's obviously everyone else's fault.
It's me, look, Aaron Rodgers.
He needs to take, like, a shred of accountability for this team being terrible.
Yeah, well, Aaron Rodgers is an old man yelling at the clouds.
But he's not. He's just I'm glad his family doesn't talk to him. I wouldn't talk to him either. He's an asshole. So, yeah, no, it wasn't anything against Devonta Adams in that. I just hate Aaron Rodgers so much.
I thought the Pat McAfee, like, thing was just, like, why was he already there? Like, he was already in the building. He was in the Jets facility because you could see, like, behind him, you could see the murals, like, painted on the walls of, like, Jets history. And I was like, yo, this trade was announced like an hour ago.
I think the second they were like, hey, we're looking to, like, we have a deal. Like, we're talking with New York about a deal. I think as soon as he heard that, he hung up and he hopped on a jet, no pun intended, to get over there. I think they are both incredibly full of shit, but Aaron Rodgers more so.
Do you think this is Aaron Rodgers' last year? He's 41 years old.
It should be, but I think he's too full of himself to admit that it's over.
Will he more or less have to be like pushed out of the league than officially retire?
I think he'll just have to play so god awful that no one will touch him. Which we might be approaching. Like, there's no real reason. Like, the offense, their offensive line isn't great. There's no real reason for this team to be terrible with the weapons they have.
Yeah, I think
on offense,
he's a couple of good like sacks away from getting something debilitating.
And I mean, I don't want that to happen, but because mainly, it would be funny if he signed with the Vikings. I just think
following that'd be very funny.
Following directly in Brett Favre's footsteps would be hilarious. But yeah, I I just think, yeah, he's that full of himself. He will have to be either carried off the field or just be so bad that no one will touch him.
Yeah. He's such a good player, though. Anyway, well, he was.
Yeah. Oh, definitely he was. But like right now,
it's pretty average.
Just incredibly average. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What else? What else happened? It's so weird that Russell Wilson might get the start. Like, Fields.
It is, but it isn't.
Yeah, Fields isn't like playing out of his mind or anything. Like, he's been good. But also, I think they kind of knew it was like, hey, we're putting Russ in when he's healthy, unless we're like 6-0, probably. But I think that this was the plan all along.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it is weird because they are 4-2, mm-hmm. but it also isn't weird because they got Russ for this purpose. But
mm-hmm. yes. Other news, I guess the Browns traded Amari Cooper to the Bills.
He's got to be so happy to get that,
dude.
Out.
Yeah,
there might not be a happier man on planet Earth right now than Amari Cooper.
I mean, when I saw that, I was like, I wasn't even like mad about it. Like, I know the Titans play the Bills this week, but I was like, I'm happy for this guy to get out of here. Like, he must have been just in hell. Like, I didn't sign up for this shit.
I want Nick Chubb to get traded next. Get everyone out of there.
Yeah.
And then Stefanski can quit. She's like, hey, I'm not doing this anymore.
I mean, just like what a whole just Browns series of events that this is just over the past, like, has it been 3 years now?
Yeah. But yeah, like 3 years. He had to sit out one, I believe. And then he was hurt for most of last year.
Yeah. So he signed that like 4-year deal for like $260 million guaranteed. Yeah. Fully guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, what a Browns move to just have a $260 million player sit out a year, be hurt for almost a year and a half, and then just play like complete dog shit. It's almost poetry because it's just written so well. Like, it's just so Browns.
I mean, the Browns deserve this.
Yes, they do.
One, for running Baker out of town for no good reason. Two, for signing a sexual predator accused in the first place.
I mean,
accused 24 times?
Yes, 27, I believe.
Didn't he have another one this year?
20, yeah. I don't, 20 something.
He has settled lawsuits than touchdown passes as a Brown.
I saw something. They have gone like 25 straight third downs without converting or something like that. Like,
what?
That's preposterous.
How does that happen?
I don't know. Jameis Winston is like leading the huddle before the game. Like, nobody respects this guy, and they shouldn't, but, like, it's just mind-blowing how stupid that organization is.
They should honestly just cut their losses and just start Jameis. Like, they should just cut him. And
I saw if they cut him next year, it's $170 million cap.
They're going to
But they couldn't sign anyone.
They can't sign anyone now.
I guess, but at least you... I mean, yeah, I agree. Like, there is no good solution. But, I mean, I feel like just taking $170 million cap is like... It's kind of like us with Levis. Just throw him out there. Fuck it. Maybe something good will happen.
Yeah, but Levis doesn't cost us anything.
Oh, no. It's not the same. I think
it's not the same at all.
The premise, I think, is... Or is similar, I should say. But I mean, no, they. I don't want them to cut him. I want this to be as miserable as possible.
Yeah, I do want them to stool in their mistake.
I feel bad for Stefanski, everyone else on that team. I want Watson to suffer for as long as possible, and I want the Browns organization, primarily the Haslams, to suffer for as long as humanly possible.
Aren't the aren't the Haslams
the governors, may be wrong, or something, or the
related? Yeah,
Bill Haslam.
They're related
mayor,
to the Preds owners, right?
Jimmy. It's Jimmy Haslam. Who's,
yeah.
Yeah, it's the same family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't want him to suffer, but I want people in the Browns organization to suffer.
Yes, I mean, no, I want Jimmy Haslam to suffer. He's a bad, bad man.
Okay, well, that's my team, Chris.
My team too, but Jimmy Haslam is not a good fuck that guy. I hate him.
Yeah, who'd have thought? Who'd have thought trading and signing for Deshaun Watson after a laundry list of accusations came about? Who'd have thought that that would not have worked out?
Has any, like, in all of sports, who has gotten, like, that much money and been like, okay, this was a good deal long term? Like, who's got?
Well, I don't think anybody, because I think at the time it was like the highest guaranteed.
I was like, guaranteed, yes, but just an all, like,
yeah.
Whenever you see like these massive contracts, when is it like when it's all said and done at the end of the guy's tenure or career, whatever it is, you look back and like, that was worth it.
Probably.
I feel like
probably
never.
Probably Mahomes.
We don't know.
At the end,
he will be.
Bro, he's got 3 Super Bowls right now. I mean,
half a billion dollars, though. God forbid he gets hurt in 2 years and it's like, well, shit. We give this guy half a billion dollars.
It was.
Yeah. Maybe Shohei Ohtani.
I was right with it.
Yeah. Oh, and again, like, there are a few right now that could be, but like,
yeah.
I can't remember.
Like, all right. Well, like, we can only really discuss right now because this is like, we're seeing the times of position players being the highest paid at their position.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not really a comparable, there's not another player that's comparable to Deshaun Watson of getting this much money.
I mean, it's not as much money, but making Taylor Lewan the highest paid left tackle in the history of football did not go well.
He played how
many years of that, and then tore his knee up, and then his career went to shit.
I mean, he tore both of his knees up.
I know, but I'm just saying, like,
both of his ACLs.
And I'm not saying like it's not his fault, like that's terrible, but also just from a strictly business numbers perspective, that wasn't a good decision.
Yeah. I mean,
but it was I think that the Taylor Lewan signing was a much more needed signing than the Browns needed to sign Deshaun Watson.
Well, if they had run Baker out of town, they wouldn't have to do it in the first place.
Exactly.
That's the
whole point.
Yes. That's another thing I love. Baker is out here slinging it, and the Browns are just – I used to feel so sorry for Browns fans being just the losers of the NFL for decades. But they got a taste of success and started acting like a bunch of assholes. So,
yep.
They
ran him out of town. They started talking shit about his Progressive commercials, which, by the way, I miss.
Yeah,
like, those commercials rocked.
Yes.
They started talking shit about his commercials, which is going to happen to Will Levis with these fucking mayonnaise commercials.
At least when Levis is terrible, it's funny.
I don't want it to be funny.
I don't either, but at least you get some sort of like, okay, it's not the worst.
I didn't
worst
think we would get
ever.
seven, 6 weeks of Will Levis memes.
At least we got
five.
something to laugh at.
Had a bye.
If he was this bad and not being hilarious, I'd be furious. But he's this bad and being as like, at least your job is to provide me entertainment when you get down to it. At least he's kind of doing that. Not in the right way, but he's kind of doing that.
Yes, he is kind of doing that. I will say, sort of in that same vein of like, when a contract has like, I don't know, kind of worked out, was like the Derrick Henry extension. Like, we paid him a lot of money, and normally running backs don't last that first contract after your entry level. Normally it's like, that's not fucking worth it.
Yeah, that's true.
It was worth it. I mean, like, he had a 2,000-yard season. I mean, we didn't do anything, but he was there.
He was the reason.
He played well.
We made it as far as we did. Yeah. No, that's a good one,
That's, you know, obviously, like, I can't remember the number amount on that deal, but it was a lot.
Yeah.
And he wasn't the highest paid running back. I think it was McCaffrey.
I couldn't tell you who was, but yeah, he wasn't the highest paid. I don't think he was.
Yeah. But I think that might be it. Okay.
You think?
Y'all want to call it?
Is there anything else we want to discuss? Real quick.
I can't think of anything.
I can't think of anything either. I think I just wrap it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to wrap it up. Okay, thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. We really, really appreciate it. Any interaction with this video really helps us out, really helps our reach. Like, comment, subscribe. Check out the Trend Center app, link in the bio. 15% off a premium membership. If you sports bet, you straight up, you should have this Trend Center app. No question, has helped me tremendously. Obviously not on Sunday. I need to be paying more attention to the Trend Center app, but the other 6 days of the week, I'm there every day, checking that shit out. Check out the Trend Center link in the bio, and follow us on everything. Links in the bio as well, for the Bandit Thursday night pick tonight. Thursday when you're listening to this. I think he hit his last week.
He did.
Pretty sure. Yeah,
the Niners.
Did. Yeah, the Niners. Bandit's 3-2 right now. He's doing well. He's being a good boy.
Don't let him get hot.
Yeah, don't let him. Don't try and stop him. Follow that. Might have an all dog parlay. We'll see what he's feeling. We'll see if the dogs are barking. We'll see what happens. Yes. Okay. That's it. Thank you so much. There's three of us. Now let's make some money.
Hey guys, real quick.
What?
Since we're talking about Trend Center and their trend of the day is the Utah Hockey Club money line.
Damn, I forgot to take
that. It starts at 9.
Oh,
still
let's
hop
go
on it.
I am taking it.
You want to hop on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
All
right. It's -160.
Hey.
So I'm going to put 2 units on it. We down?
Yeah, we're down. Okay.
All right. Good. All right. Lock my head.
That's it. See you next week.
I love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Woo.